Why do you think it might work now?
Well, I think the difference between what Governor Bentley pushed and what we will be advocating for is that some of those proceeds would go into the general fund. Our Alabama Education Lottery anticipates $300 million worth of revenue, and that $300 million will be divided in four ways. First, for a college scholarship program, very similar to what you see in Tennessee and Georgia. Universal pre-K, something that in Tuscaloosa we've been advocating for and working on since 2005. The second or the third and fourth things to me I'm really excited about because they're different, something we don't do today. One is the community innovation program. We want to provide wraparound health and mental health services in our struggling schools throughout Alabama because many of the academic deficits that we find are actually coming out through bad health care outcomes or bad mental health care outcomes. And the last thing we want to do is make up the gaps in rural funding. In Alabama, you have many places where 42% of Alabama's public education students are in rural schools. Yet a mill rate in Marengo County is much different than a mill rate in Mountain Brook. And yet they're held to the same standards, but their reimbursements back from that local match are vastly different. We need to bridge those gaps. As long as the state is constitutionally responsible for education, it shouldn't matter where you're born in the state, whether it's inner city Birmingham, Mountain Brook, Mobile, or Marengo County, you deserve a quality education.
How would revenue from a lottery fund bridge some of those gaps?
Well, what we would do is right now in Alabama, for example, the average millage rate is $171,000. So everyone that's below that mill rate based off a standard formula would receive funding, would divide up the $60 million that exists today. In some cases, it could be several hundred thousand, and some other cases it could be high as $2+ million annually for those schools.